supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what did researchers find out about women after breast cancer diagnosis?
Well, a significant number of them, I mean significant, 82%, exhibited symptoms of PTSD. I mean, symptoms like, you know, intrusive thoughts of the experience, feelings of detachment, emotional numbness, you know, an increased startle response, and sudden outbursts of anger. So, I mean, these are classic symptoms of PTSD. Now, they had symptoms a year after their diagnosis.
Were you surprised when you saw these results? You've worked a lot with breast cancer survivors.
Every woman I've worked with who had recent diagnosis of breast cancer or was after chemotherapy or surgery, they were shaken quite a bit. They were experiencing trauma, and many of them had some symptoms of PTSD. But these numbers, Mikan, 82% of women with these significant diagnoses and lasting a year later. And that doesn't mean they went away after 1 year. I mean, the study only lasted a year. We don't know what happened after that. These are very significant and as a clinician, as a therapist, very disturbing numbers.
Dan, what do you think could be done to help women so they perhaps do not develop these symptoms after getting a breast cancer diagnosis?
First of all, you know, they need safety. And we've got to find a way to help them experience safety. Not reassurance, but safety. And then, you know, mindfulness techniques can help them calm down and find a stillness within. I also think they could meet someone once a week, not for therapy per se, although maybe, but for a connection, for somebody to be there with them and help with whatever symptoms arise and help normalize it. I mean, one of the things that happens when any of us experience trauma is we feel alone in the world, even if we're not, that nobody else can understand our experience, and in fact, they can't. So it's the alienation that probably is the most painful. And if they could meet with someone once a week, once every other week, twice a week, whatever the numbers are, to be with them with their anxiety, they might feel less alienated, and that's a big deal.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mikan.